we stared at each other for a very long time. It was quiet except for the whirring of the machines, the beeping, the dripping, the ticking of the big clock on the wall. Finally, his expression softened. "So where does that leave us?" I wondered. He chuckled humorlessly. "I believe it's called an impasse." I sighed. "Ouch," I muttered. "How are you feeling?" he asked, eyeing the button for the nurse. "I'm fine," I lied. "I don't believe you," he said gently. "I'm not going back to sleep." "You need rest. All this arguing isn't good for you." "So give in," I hinted. "Nice try." He reached for the button. "No," he ignored me. "Yes?" the speaker on the wall squawked. "I think we're ready for more pain medication," he said calmly, ignoring my furious expression. "I'll send in the nurse." The voice sounded very bored. "I won't take it," I promised. He looked toward the sack of fluids hanging beside my bed. "I don't think they're going to ask you to swallow anything." My heart rate started to climb. He read the fear in my eyes and sighed in frustration. "Bella, you're in pain. You need to relax so you can heal. Why are you being so difficult? They're not going to put any more needles in you now." "I'm not afraid of the needles," I mumbled. "I'm afraid to close my eyes." Then he smiled his crooked smile and took my face between his hands. "I told you I'm not going anywhere. Don't be afraid. As long as it makes you happy, I'll be here." I smiled back, ignoring the ache in my cheeks. "You're talking about forever, you know." "Oh, you'll get over it. It's just a crush." I shook my head in disbelief. It made me dizzy. I was shocked when Renee swallowed that one. "I know you know better." "That's the beautiful thing about being human," he told me. "Things change." My eyes narrowed. "Don't hold your breath." He was laughing when the nurse came in, brandishing a syringe. "Excuse me," she said brusquely to Edward. He got up and crossed to the end of the small room, leaning against the wall. He folded his arms and waited. I kept my eyes on him, still apprehensive. He met my gaze calmly. "Here you go, honey," the nurse smiled as she injected the medicine into my tube. "You'll feel better now." "Thanks," I mumbled, unenthusiastic. It didn't take long. I could feel the drowsiness trickling through my bloodstream almost immediately. "That ought to do it," she muttered as my eyelids drooped. She must have left the room, because something cold and smooth touched my face. "Stay," the word was slurred. "I will," he promised. His voice was beautiful, like a lullaby. "Like I said, as long as it makes you happy. As long as it's what's best for you." I tried to shake my head, but it was too heavy. "It's not the same thing," I mumbled. He laughed. "Don't worry about that now, Bella. You can argue with me when you wake up." I think I smiled. "Kay." I could feel his lips at my ear. "I love you," he whispered. "Me too." "I know," he laughed quietly. I turned my head slightly, searching. He knew what I was after. His lips touched mine gently. "Thanks," I sighed. "Anytime." I wasn't really there at all anymore, but I fought against the stupor weakly. There was just one more thing I wanted to tell him. "Edward?" I struggled to pronounce his name clearly. "Yes?" "I'm betting on Alice," I mumbled. And then the night closed over me.